The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And the Lincoln Journal stars Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake. Sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, full show ahead in this Double Barrel Wednesday. Sean Callahan, Parker Gabriel, and the mailbag. As always, get your questions into Early Break. 937@gmail.com or just text us at 402-464-5685. Hello, how are you today?
Fine. How are you doing?
Well,
chilly.
We don't like weather talk, but it's much colder out today. You know what? I do have an admission to make here. I'm sad.
Okay.
Because I was supposed to golf with some clients yesterday.
Yeah.
And
what
I happened? Got too busy and I couldn't go. And this is the legitimate. This is not like excuse busy. This is legitimate busy. I couldn't golf. They played golf, and I was sad I couldn't go. But and I can't play today because it's negative 45 degrees outside.
It's 17.
That's too cold for golf.
Yeah, we're not gonna do weather small talk.
Weather today. Talk.
No. Let's see. I don't have anything interesting to say, so we better go to the rundown.
You have nothing interesting at all?
I don't know.
Really?
Yesterday.
Did you get a big red Keno yesterday at all?
No. Yesterday, no. I just was, it was sort of a work day yesterday. So that was it.
And a workout day.
Yeah, I worked out hard yesterday. I got really, probably too hard. So that's it. That's it. I'm
good.
Just ready. I saw your rundown. I was pleased with that. There's a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
We'll have Sean on.
Yeah, Sean and Parker.
And there's a lot to talk about.
Yes.
The new age of college football is healthy for our show. I don't know if it's going to be this way every year, but you could get addicted to it.
There's a lot of news every day, right?
Yeah, every day.
Oh,
yesterday there was a commit.
There's always something going on.
Let's see if I'll test you on this.
No.
Read it. I'm going to test you.
Okay. It's too late.
The name.
Javier Morton.
The junior college.
I don't know, but he's from Alabama. He's a former Alabama commit 2 years ago.
Garden City.
Oh,
Garden
Kansas.
City.
Kansas.
The position.
He's a defensive back.
The position.
Well, he's cornerback. Safety. Come on.
Deep corner.
You can rotate a safety to
right.
cornerback. That's why I said defensive back.
That was unfair.
That is an unfair question.
Because he can play both, I think.
Right, he's a defensive back.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
What else could I quiz you on? Where did he commit out of high school?
Alabama.
Where's he from?
I think Georgia's always a safe bet.
Yes.
That was a guess.
You got it.
It's always a safe
He's
bet.
From Georgia. Okay, there you go. We covered.
Javier, either Xavier or Javier Morton.
It is Javier.
Okay, well, there you go. Javier Morton.
Javier Morton.
It's a great name.
Other news, Sean Callahan, when we'll ask him about this, did a full-fledged interview with Casey Thompson.
Oh, we should have. We should ask him about that.
The 23-year-old. It's interesting. The 23-year-old Thompson. He hasn't picked up a football since the season because of his thumb.
Oh.
Yeah. Because of his So that's something to watch. I'm not throwing up any red flags. It sounds like he's fine. You know, in this new age, world we're in, he has an apartment in, I'll just say, in the middle of town, nice one, in a new development area. You know what? If you're a 23-year-old graduate transfer quarterback from Texas who's probably going to start, you sort of have the world by the balls. Hello?
Sounds like he does.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Sounds like he does. Mm-hmm. Good for him.
So we'll talk about that more with Sean.
We will, as he talked to him.
And we'll talk a little bit more on that with Parker. DeColdis Crawford was on Husker Sports Nightly last night. That's sort of interesting.
Yeah.
DeColdis visited here. Now, he left, but he visited here over the weekend.
I'm glad he's committed. Here today in the 17 degrees after 60 degrees yesterday.
Well, he was here this weekend, though, when it was – did it get down in the teens? I think it did.
I've already forgot about the weekend. I'm getting old.
You're slipping.
I am slipping. I already forgot the weekend weather last week. It snowed. That's right. Yes. It did snow. But it wasn't that cold, though.
I think it got to the teens.
It was cold Friday. Saturday was fine.
Yeah, Saturday was Sunday was cold. Actually, Saturday is pretty cold.
Sunday was fine.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Now we've – remember the weather properly here.
All right.
That's good.
Your All topic right. is interesting.
All right. I want to set this up because I think a lot of people in their, at 25 plus have had a phase in their life. I'm 30. I had this phase 2 years ago. I still am investing, but I'm not quite like I was 2 years ago by myself. We have all had a phase where we wanted to be like a great personal financial advisor for ourselves. We got big into stocks. We got big into, I'm gonna buy this stock, and that's gonna be mine. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna own it, and I'm gonna make sure I follow it to the top and sell it at the right time because I want to say that was mine. Mm-hmm. Okay, I want you all out this morning listening. You can call or text 402-464-5685. I want you to put back on for a second your personal financial advisor hat. You got yours on? Is yours on?
Yeah, it's on. It's on.
That's your hat?
I'm ready for this.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here's the question. This is regarding Nebraska football, okay? We're looking into buying stocks as programs. Mm-hmm. And we're looking right now, not even as a Nebraska fan. Look at yourself as an outsider. Look at yourself at the 30,000-foot view. So you're not in the bubble of Nebraska, but you're trying to research them and establish, is this a smart buy? And if so, when would I know when to sell that buy? Okay. So Nebraska is coming off of a 3-9 football season. Those who watch football realize this team was not as bad as 3-9 would indicate. That would indicate this is a good buy, right? Nebraska football at 3-9, you try to buy stock at its absolute lowest. And I know they can go 2-10 or 1-11 or 0-12. I just really don't see that next year. I know that's knock on wood, bad things can happen. I don't see those records happening in 2022, right? Do you? Do you see 2-10, 1-11, or 0-12 happening?
No.
Okay.
I don't. I frankly don't.
So, right now, you would put a pretty strong buy on Nebraska football. Buy low to ride it up and sell high. So, the question to me is...
I think so, yeah.
To me, the question would be this. If, in that sense of buying now, would you know when to sell this stock? Because you want to sell high, but you don't want to sell before it gets at its highest, right? Like sometimes people will buy stock low, they'll sell immediately because they got some profit. That'd be like a 5-win season next year. Okay, we made money on it. We're out of it. I don't trust that stock to go long term.
Keep talking.
Get it?
Keep talking.
But if you want to be a long term investor, you say I believe they're more than 5 wins. That's a nice. I'm taking my money. I'm glad I got my profit, but I'm riding this to 7 to 8 to 9. Where do you ride it to, though? If right now we talked, Chris called in a little, a while ago and thought this should be, this could be a 9-win program, right? Is that the ceiling? That got coaches fired here in the past. But right now, if you were to buy at 3, would you sell at 9 or would you hold and say, I think maybe they get to 10 or 11? Or you say, 9's where I'm done at. Mm-hmm. Where would you sell at?
Okay.
In this advisor exercise.
All right.
Here.
Now, so yeah, we're in an office.
We're in an office.
In, we'll say, suburban Chicago.
We're trying to track our finances and make some dough.
Yeah. And we're having a discussion. You're the financial advisor. I'm the one with all the money. Now, here's the deal. What I'm going to say to you is a different question than when would you sell?
Okay.
I think the more critical question, sir, is when do you buy?
I think you buy right now. You buy, Zip, you buy
at the
absolute lowest.
I don't know if I want to buy the stock, though.
You have to buy it.
Why do I have to buy it?
There because there's so much potential.
Why can't I wait till after spring ball?
Because then the stock might go up.
I know. You're right.
Because right now, the stock's low. You went up. You just went 3-9. You don't have spring ball to see how this looks yet.
Why?
You buy it now where it might leap. It's, you know, obviously, it's still at 3 wins because that's where you're at.
Okay.
Hypothetically,
you're my
the stock
advisor.
Goes up.
You're my advisor. And I'm going to tell you something. Yeah, you're my advisor. And I'm going to have to tell my wife when I go home. We had an uncomfortable discussion.
About finances.
We're not on the same. And I might have to get a new advisor.
Harrison.
We're not on the same
good
page.
Morning, Harrison.
Yeah. Hi, Harrison. Harrison did something, and I'm not casting aspersions or being critical. He did something I always laugh at when I've seen EPs do this over the year. They look at me and yawn. Don't do that.
It's early.
It tells me you're thoroughly bored with our discussion.
He's just tired. It's early.
I know. It's fine, Harrison.
Chug some coffee, Harrison.
He does chug coffee.
Spike that sucker.
Yeah, Jake, my advisor.
Yeah, I'm your advisor.
With all due respect, I'm not ready to buy. Are you forcing me to buy?
I'm just telling you, I'm calling you on the phone and saying, hey, I've got a great buying opportunity for you.
I don't know if I agree with you that it's a great opportunity. We got to get over this hang up, okay? We got to get over this hang up. Here's what I'm saying. And all I'm saying is,
you don't have to be a long term.
Hold on. Can't we just wait till, you already answered this, but I'm going to reiterate it. Can't we just wait till April 10th after the spring game, April 9th? Can I just wait?
No.
Just because I don't want to throw just money away. Here's why I say this, sir. They're going to have 18 new players on their spring roster.
I'm your advisor. Yes, please tell me more.
18. I want you to think about that. 18 new players. Now, that doesn't happen very often. And we're not just talking, we're not talking true freshmen. First of all, you have two new quarterbacks, right? In spring ball, you have two new. We have not thought about the gravity of this, the gravity of spring ball. Casey Thompson and Chuba are going to be new in spring ball. I mean, there's two new quarterbacks at probably atop your depth chart, or one of them for sure. Okay, new running back Anthony Grant. Okay, tough kid. Heard stories, tough. Receivers. Okay, that's okay. Plus Torres, by the way. So three new quarterbacks, actually. Torres is hurt. That's why I didn't count him initially. Okay, three new quarterbacks in the spring, Jake. A new running back, Anthony Grant. Receivers, Trey Palmer, Isaiah Garcia, Castaneda, and Victor Jones. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 7 already. Three new offensive linemen. This is going to get us to 10. The freshman, Jenkins. Then the transfers, Kevin Williams and Hunter Anthony. It looks like they're 95% sure right now. I'm going to put it at 95. They're going to get a D-line transfer from Miami.
Okay.
Who would be probably Nebraska's third-best defender or second-best defender right away.
That's
played a lot,
significant.
Played a lot of snaps.
That's significant.
I think he played over 1,200 snaps at Miami. Caught up in a coaching change. His name is Silvera. Don't have his last name. Silvera, I think, is his last name. Could be his first name, actually, Silvera. But anyway, that's probably happening. Okay, that's up to 11. Houseman, the linebacker from Columbus.
Ernest.
Good job, Jake. Ernest Houseman. DB, 1, 2, 3, 4. New DBs. Deshaun Singleton, who could be, he'll make a push for a starting safety. JUCO safety. Deshaun Singleton, a kid named Gold, Tommy Hill will make a bid for a starting cornerback transfer. Tommy Hill transfer.
Arizona State.
Thank you. And then Javier Morton. Yeah. Okay, now we're up to 16. And then it's actually 17 because I counted Timmy Bleakrode, the kicker. He's actually not here till May. But Brian Buscini, the punter, is here. Now think about what I just told you. All those, that's an incredible, you know, a lot of those guys are going to be critical guys, right? When you talk about Trey Palmer and Isaiah Garcia Castaneda and Tommy Hill. The quarterback. Can I just see a couple practices with the quarterback?
I'm telling you that the problem here is that the stock's going to go up.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid is a factor here. You have to buy right now.
Okay. All right.
So, I mean, if you want to take the finances out, you'd say, is this, was Nebraska at their absolute bottom right now?
I'd say, okay.
You don't have to go long-term investment. Right. You can sell if they get 5 wins. You can say, you know what? I just want a short-term investment. I want to make some money.
I got some extra money here. Let's put it on.
Right. And we know there's a very strong chance if I don't make big money, I will make some money because the stock's going to go up a little bit.
All right. You've talked me through it. All right.
You understand?
Yeah. In fact, the way now that we're talking, I would say it's a good buy.
It's a great buy.
Yeah.
Because
their schedule makes it a great buy. Now, you got to talk to me more about when to sell. I don't get
that.
That's
where the listeners come in here.
And you're talking about value?
Yep. Because here's the thing. A lot of stocks, I'm giving you the stock market here. A lot of stocks, there's a price target put out there. There's a target price about where it should get to. And maybe you sell at that point. That's where you believe the top is. And if it gets there, that's when people usually sell because they know, hey, I rode all the way to the top, and that's where I think it's at. You can revise the target price. And it goes higher. But for Nebraska, and that could happen here. Right now, we could say, man, the ceiling looks like for this program, at least for the next year or two, the ceiling. Okay. See, the highest. Not what I expect, but the highest is like 9 wins, right? The highest. We don't expect 9, but that is the highest I can tell you right now I see for next year.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the highest.
And they can surprise and go above that, but I just don't see that.
And if they go above it, what happens with our stock then?
It's going to get sold then after that. You're going to ride it to 10 or 11 and say, I'm out, because you can't top
that. I think
it's
a safe buy.
This is not a probably right now a place you can long-term visualize consistent 9, 10, 11 win seasons, which I know that got a coach fired recently, winning 9-plus games for 7 years. It was more than just that, but that we're talking about Would people still hold their value in the stock?
You can't envision Nebraska going back to winning consistently 9 games.
9, 10, 11, 9, 10. Mm-hmm. I would like to visualize that, but right now you've missed 5 straight bowl games. I need to see it before I believe it.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So that's me saying, as the investor, I would probably sell once it got to 9. And if they, if they dipped a little bit down to 7 or 6 next year, I might buy again and say they'll go back up.
Okay.
You can keep buying and selling the stock over time.
I'd watch it. I'd watch this one.
You can buy and sell, or you can do a long term buy and sell when you think that the top is hit and bring in your gold.
It's tempting. It's tempting to do a long-term buy, but man, I mean, Frosty has got a. He's first of all, he's got to survive, right?
Does it matter though for that, for the stock?
I know, but if you're talking long-term, it does matter to me. There's too many variables to know what's going to happen 2 and 3 years from now. There's too many variables in that conversation. First of all, I got to see if Frost survives, and if he doesn't survive, I got to see who they hire. What's going on with Jim Harbaugh, by the way?
I don't know. It's been so quiet.
You know why I asked?
What is that?
People are going to say, why do you throw that into the conversation? Here's why. Because the reason I keep asking you what's going on with Jim Harbaugh is because if Harbaugh would leave, then I think Matt Campbell would be a guy that Michigan would look at, right? Matt Campbell, the Iowa State coach.
Sure.
if Harbaugh stays, then Campbell's sitting out there, and what if it goes awry for Frosty, or more awry? Would Nebraska then look at Campbell? And I have heard that that's a possibility, okay? And I don't mind saying on the radio. I've heard enough. I've heard it from enough important people.
That there's interest?
Yeah.
Or they would just go after him?
I know there's interest on Campbell. I don't know. But I think they're very careful. I just watch Campbell. I'm just watching Campbell like a hawk right now, okay? Hey, Jake, I am watching Campbell like a hawk.
I'm making bird noise. I don't want to, though.
No, don't make a hawk noise. Do not.
I think I'd shriek on the radio. Not.
We've done bird noises, but we're not.
We did it for a full time. Right. One time. I'm so stupid.
We're not doing hawk noises. I'll YouTube
times.
Hawk noises and see if I can pull it off, okay?
Before we get to Vince and Chris, who are patiently
waiting
on the phones.
Wow, we got callers.
And you can always call. You can put yourself into this stock discussion at 402-464-5685. Here's a good text that's speaking stock terms here, okay?
Okay.
Based on the historical performance and the fundamentals, you sell at 5 wins. Okay. You buy now.
Okay.
You sell at 5. Next year, the bottom's going to drop out. The schedule's brutal, and the new coach will have a rough first year. So he's saying short-term buy. You buy now. He agrees. You buy at 3. If whatever they get to this year, he thinks there's going to be a coaching change next year. Mm-hmm. So you ride it to 5 wins and you sell, and maybe you buy it low again and you just keep buying the stock.
Keep buying low.
And eventually maybe you'll have it at a long term. But right now it's too volatile, right?
It's pretty volatile.
It's volatile. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to trust it.
Yeah, it's a volatile stock.
So
it's kind of fun. I like volatility.
Well, you like this stock then.
Well, you know me.
This stock drives investors crazy, though.
I like discomfort.
And financial advisors.
I like discomfort and volatility.
All right, let's get to the phones who want to participate in our stock discussion, maybe. We've got Vince in Napa, California at 402-464-5685. Vince, you're on early break. Go ahead.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Good. Hey, welcome to the show. How are things in Napa Valley?
Things are going pretty well in Napa Valley, you know, and what I got to ask is now, are we calling this company Sorensen Financial or are we calling it Sip and Jake Financial?
Sorensen Financial.
I like that.
Yes, yeah, Sorensen Financial.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to trust me with their money. Trust me on that one.
Okay. Well, anyhow,
let's invest, Vince.
As far as buying now, I am not only sipping the Kool-Aid.
Oh boy.
I am sipping the Kool-Aid in the fermented grapes fashion, and I'm not only sipping it, I'm drinking it in a bong.
Wow.
That is a graphic.
Yeah, that's interesting.
That's a visual right there.
I'm not even sure what to say there.
Okay, so what I'll need one of you to take my bottle of red wine and just pour it in a bong so I can drink it.
Okay, interesting.
That's Sip's job, probably. Yeah, he might enjoy that.
Yes.
Interesting.
As far as buying now here, now here's where the discussion comes in. Now, if it gets to 5 wins, I'm liking the profit, but I'm probably entertaining the thought of, still hanging on to it. Now, if it gets north of 6 or 7, that's where it's like, all right, I've won a few thousand at the blackjack table and I'm walking away.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's good, wise.
So you're saying 7, though, Vince, in this scenario that you'd sell.
7.
I'm definitely selling at 7.
Okay,
that's what I need to know.
Because again, 5, I don't know. I mean, because, now we don't know what this team's going to look like. I get it. But I'm also kind of taking the same approach that I take, that I took last year. Mm-hmm. I actually still think, and I've said this numerous times, a lot of people are focusing on the 6-win mark because, okay, that's what we need to get bowl eligible.
Right.
I still actually think 6 is the least likely scenario. I think it's either going to go one extreme or the other.
Oh.
I think either we win the Northwestern game and we start 3-0 and this thing takes off to 8 or 9 wins, or we lose the Northwestern game and it winds up being a clunker like last year.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
That's a good point.
So you're watching Ireland very closely. You're watching.
Yes,
double.
I am watching. Yes, I am watching Ireland very closely. Yeah, you know, smart. And I gotta say, I don't particularly like the chances of the game getting to Ireland. I think it's because to what you said a few weeks ago, Sip, is that okay? You want the guys to be able to go to Ireland and actually take in the sights, as opposed to just go there and play a football game. Well, my thing is this: you can go anywhere just to play a football game, but you don't want to go to Ireland just to play a football game.
Right. I understand. Yeah. Well, hey, Vince, thank you. And I'll address that evolving discussion later in the show, so that'll give you something to listen to when you're working today. But thank you for calling,
yes.
Vince.
Hey, by the way, before Chris, texture says, Vince is chugging wine like Jake's at the Mannheim Steamroller concert. Yeah. You don't want that to happen.
There was no
to you.
Bong involved.
No, there's no bong involved there at all. You are right.
All right, the Baldwin Shop is on the line.
Yes, we've got Chris at the Baldwin Shop. Chris, you're on early break. Go ahead.
Good morning, Steve, Jake.
Oh, you sound great. You just sound great.
Well, thank you. Yes, sitting up here in my little cubby hole and fixing myself breakfast, and I thought I'd better call in. Now, listen, Jake, I'm going to throw a little wrench in your topic here this morning. Now, I actually
that's my job.
I'm going to say that I've been a stockholder since 1967.
Okay.
Now, I have won that when the first season that I had tickets, Nebraska was 6-4 with Bob Devaney and did not go to a bowl game. That was just the times then. You know, there wasn't that many bowl games, maybe 14 or 15. And I thought, oh boy, I'm in trouble here. I'm in trouble. But then, of course, 68, they go 6-4 again, no bowl game. But then in 69, 70, 71, 72, of course, we all know what happened. And let me remind you, Jake, Steve,
okay,
in Bob Devaney's last 4 years that he coached, in bowl games, he beat Georgia, LSU, Alabama, and Notre Dame.
God.
Coached by Vince Dooley, Charlie McClendon, Bear Bryant, and Errol Parseghian.
He beat
now, stock
there.
Was sky high then, Jake.
Sure was.
And
oh,
it was wow. sky high all the way up to, well, let's face it, the 21st century. And now, Jake, I should have probably sold them back,
you should have sold
back
these
in 1997
yeah.
when the stock was sky high uh-huh. because right now I think I'm holding a bunch of stock that's not worth much.
Ouch.
You could have sold partial, Chris, and then rebought now and with the hopes of not getting to maybe that level, but at least making some profit off of it.
Well, you know, Jake, hey, you guys, let's face it. We've talked about this coming into this season. They seem to be doing pretty good in the transfer portal, but I'm not sold on this. Steve, you mentioned at the start of the show, this is good stuff. All what's going on in college football right now, the what I call the free agency and everything, it's great for talk radio.
Sure.
But how good is it for programs like Nebraska?
That's
not
going to
hurt Alabama or Georgia or Clemson or USC, Oklahoma, Texas. But how good is it for Nebraska?
I don't know is my answer. I wish I
well, yeah, we and we're not, you know, we're going to find out. Like I said, this is like a giant puzzle. They've got a lot of pieces in 7 months to put together. And we have no idea what this is going to look like in the fall. We have no idea. This could change,
risky
like
five.
You said, Steve, right after spring ball. So I don't know, Jake. I so if I was a new investor –
you are a new investor,
you know,
in this
well,
case.
Well, hey, Jake, I went through this season, and I'll bet with the tickets I have, I'll bet I ate 12 tickets, 15 tickets this year that I could not give away. You know, so, Jake, I was trying to give away some of my stock, and nobody would even take it. So, hey, you guys, we'll see what happens next year. I do agree with Vince. And I wish Vince would have told me what the temperature is out there. I bet it would have made me jealous this morning.
Yeah.
So, you know, I do agree with Vince that the first couple of games might tell us something, that Northwestern game that we know. Remember last year we talked about that Illinois game, how that was maybe going to set the tone for the season.
And it did.
You know what?
And it did.
It sure did.
Yep.
It set the tone for the season.
It was a disaster in Champaign.
Oh, it was, Steve. It was. It was your worst nightmare out there. So, and one of the worst games they played all year. But anyway, guys, hey, Jake, very interesting. But if I was a new buyer right now, I would not buy right now.
Okay.
So
all right.
There's just too many question marks.
All
way
right.
Too many question marks. But hey, guys. Great show, and I'm looking forward to what Sean Callahan has to say, too.
Right. So, yeah, there's a lot.
I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, all right, God bless you. Now, before Derek, hold on, Derek.
One last thing for
Derek. Derek, hold on. Jake, some of this investment strategy, to me, it's all about how much do I have to invest?
You don't have to go all out on it. You could take it as a, you know.
I mean,
happy-go-lucky investment.
Yeah, I might take a flyer.
Exactly.
I don't know that I'd pour a lot into it until...
There might be some that say, I'm pouring a lot, because I think three is the bottom. And you could ride it to four or five, and that's not a lot of money, but it's profit.
To reiterate the point that Chris referred to, 17 new guys, new players on the roster for spring ball. And many of them critical players. I mean, critical... like Casey Thompson, critical, like a potential starting corner in Tommy Hill.
Yep.
Critical, like your new punter, Brian Buscini. Boom Sheeny.
You can say that way too many times. I can't attempt it. I'm already sick of it. I'm already done with it.
You know, linemen. I mean, throughout the roster. So let's get to Derek.
Let's get a quick call from Derek in his office car. Derek, you're on early break. Go ahead.
Yes, in the investment office car on 77, guys, great topic. You're buying all day long on this because it's so low right now.
Okay.
And remember, Steve, remember that commercial from the 70s, busy restaurant, and someone would say, what would they say, Steve, if E.F. Hutton talked, what would people do?
You listen.
You listen.
Yes.
And when you can buy at three
absolutely,
and sell... you're going to sell higher no matter what.
Thank you.
Okay?
Exactly.
My take on next year is we didn't get a new CEO, but we got a new chief operating officer in Whipple in a coordinator's position, and we got a bunch of new faces. But, you know, the urgency is now, and these guys will have a good plan. It looks like they've got the pieces in place that they wanted. So that's a good sign. We're missing maybe an offensive lineman, but let's see what happens. There's another transfer opportunity, I believe, after spring ball has run its course.
Absolutely.
So you never know. You never know. But at this point, what a great investment because, you know, it's like a penny stock. You're not going to get hurt too bad
exactly.
on it, even if it does go south. And if it goes south, we're all going to be sour about it. I will shout to Vince, only Vince at 4:20 a.m., in the Western time zone can make a reference to a bong and drinking alcohol. So shout out.
Yeah, shout out
and
to
also Chris's wisdom and insight and his longevity as part of the family. Looking forward to what Callahan has to say. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thanks, Derek. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You, Derek. Oh, Sean's interview is going to be interesting because he talked to Casey Thompson.
And we're going to ask him next.
Now, there's a lot. There's a lot to, man, there's a lot to talk about. Thank God. All right, let's get to Sean.
Yeah, Sean Callahan, Husker Online, is up next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.